on the IM.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day. I think my kids remembered. I think so. Because I heard some arguing. I heard some arguing with Daddy. And I think they were arguing about, you know, should they just give me a puzzle or a soap on a rope? And I think Daddy forced them to get me something nice. Good, because it's been kind of rough. It's been a very, very busy year. Mama's been working hard. And I want to milk every drop of Mother's Day attention I could get. Well, actually, I'm actually going to be working at my office most of Mother's Day. I got a lot of work to do. And it's not so much because I'm a workaholic, but Mother's Day means not only do you get to get all this attention, but you have to give your mother attention and your mother-in-law attention. So honestly, it's easier for me to just bury myself in my work, get my work done. I'll poke my head out long enough for all of us to go out to dinner, and then I'll go back to work. Yeah, I know. It's tough because, you know, you think, I don't want to get into, you know, specifics, but I can't tell you how many times Mother's Day was just a little bit compounded with family issues. And sometimes you just want to sit there and, you know, be left alone. Like Father's Day, what do we make dads do on Father's Day? We make them do a barbecue. We make them work. And, you know, ask Dad, you know, this year, do you really want to sit there and slave over the barbecue? Mom yelling that you slap meat on the barbecue without cleaning the barbecue first, the grill first, right? She upset that you're drinking too much. The kids jump into the pool, so she's asking you to watch the kids in the pool while you're just trying to flip burgers. You know, most dads, so I almost set up a barbecue on Father's Day. I almost did this year. I decided not to because my birthday comes before. I'll just do a birthday party for me. That's right. You don't know what? My husband's happy. He does not want to deal with barbecue the next day. So, good. Let Dad relax. See, Dad, we start celebrating Father's Day, I mean, 6 in the morning. Because, you know, I'm up. I'm up, 6 a.m. It's Father's Day. Let Dad, you know, me, we don't start celebrating Mother's Day till 11:59 that night. Because that's when everyone realizes it was Mother's Day. So, we'll see where it goes, right? I think it's gonna work out good. For those of Genesis, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. We got Donovan working the dials. We also got Kyle in the background. We got a whole party here. You got me as your radio host, Dr. Dahlia. No, no substitute today. Sorry. People ask me, they go, who would you have fill in for you? And I mean, I've had some people fill in before. They did a good job. They did a great job. But it's always hard when you're a radio host having somebody fill in for you. Okay, because if they're really, I mean, you don't want anybody that stinks. Right? Because then you could lose ratings, but if somebody's really, 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 really good, you know, it's very easy for the boss to go, maybe we should take you. No. I need to figure that out because I'm going to be taking some time off in the summer because I got to do my CME and take some classes and go to Talkers Magazine convention. So I have to, you know, I'll see. The problem is most everybody else that would cover is going to be gone too. You're like, I'll get a call to cover radio host Memorial Day. And, you know, I usually work Memorial Day, but there's, you know, one particular time I'm actually going to try and be out of town. I'll probably be back for my show. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But anyway, I'm a workaholic. I know I'm a workaholic. Let's just leave it at that. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. While there's researchers studying AIDS research and cancer and autism, we have researchers trying to figure out why people don't spill their coffee. Now, they said researchers are a step closer to understanding the science behind somebody spilling their coffee. Scientists from the University of California, Santa Barbara. Oh, is that a nice place to be a scientist? It's pretty. Okay, decided to look at the physics behind carrying a cup of coffee without causing spills or spillages. Okay. Now they say we spill the drink, but it's a very systematic type of spill. Okay, me, I don't drink coffee, so I don't notice this, but I'll spill anything else. You know what? I spill the patient's urine. Yeah, if you notice, my office now, we have the caps on the cups. I was so sick and tired rushing around with those open Dixie cups and the pee falling all over the place. I'm like, you know what? If I can't walk 2 feet with the urine cup without the urine spilling all over the place, let's get the caps. So now the patients have to cap it up, and we tell them, please, for the love of the Lord, cap them up really tight, because just in case Dr. Dahlia is the one that's going to run your urine, it's going to spill all over the place. Anyway, okay, so what they did is they monitored people walking at different speeds along a straight path while holding a full mug of coffee. And they tried people focusing on the coffee or focusing on the walk, looking straight ahead. The camera recorded the volunteer's motion with a tiny sensor on the mug, recorded the instant of the spillage. Okay? The research is published in the journal Physical Review E. Okay? I don't even want to know A, B, C, and D, but I guess Physical Review E, don't all run at once to buy this journal, found that in average-sized mugs, the coffee's natural frequency was the same as the person's gait, which caused liquid to oscillate. The spillages, they say spillages, because I'm reading this from a British article, the spillages were most likely between a coffee carrier's 7th and 10th step, which means I need to redesign my lab such that I only have to carry the urine in 2 to 3 steps. But it is a small lab. All right. Following their discovery, the mechanical engineers had some advice for coffee drinkers. They said leave a large gap between the coffee and the top of the drinking vessel and walk slower. Is this science? It is. It's still science. They added that watching the mug rather than the floor while carrying it proved to be more effective coffee holding method. Yeah, until you banged into the wall. All right, so you guys get that? All that work, all that research from the University of Santa Barbara, right? UC Santa Barbara, concluding to not fill the coffee up so high. And maybe keep an eye on the coffee. That's it. All that. Don't you feel smarter for knowing that now? All right, don't go away. I got to write Donovan a little love note, and I'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. AR writes, Dr. Dahlia, how do you know if you have a rotator cuff injury? Okay, rotor. I love it. I love it. I love it. Everybody calls it rotor. Like rotor. I'm not meaning to correct you, but I think you're talking about rotator cuff. Yeah, people always call it a rotor cuff. Yeah, rotator. Like rotating. You know what helps you rotate your shoulder. Oh, I wish you were live because I'd love to ask you some questions. Rotator cuff. I think I have some rotator cuff. I think I have every issue. I mean, with the exception of me possibly having an undescended testicle, I think I probably have a little bit of everything. Rotator cuff, one way to tell is you're a little bit weak. Okay? All right, because what happens is your rotator cuff, it's made up of a bunch of muscles and tendons that, kind of connect the arm to the shoulder blade, right? They hold the ball of that upper arm, into that socket. And unfortunately, many of us, if we fall, if we lift, if we do repetitive type things, especially like overhead, like playing basketball is a biggie, sometimes swimming, pitching is a biggie, too, you get rotator cuff injuries, and it's a rough one because many of them need surgery. Now, I always thought going to school that if you had a rotator cuff tear or a tear within the muscle or the tendon, it was because of something that happened traumatically. But from what I understand, many orthopedists have told me, Dahlia, A, get a clue. B, a lot of times you will get a tear from chronic. More times than not, your rotator cuff tear happened chronically, because it's interesting. I'd have medical students coming in saying, no, it can't be a rotator cuff because he said there was no injury. He said he's had, shoulder pain for years. Well, you could develop a rotator cuff tear for years. So basically signs, a big sign is weakness, because remember, you have four muscles comprising your rotator cuff. Subscapularis, suprascapularis, and anyway. And so if you, and there's a test we do, one test I like to do is have you and you could try this. Let's say if you bring your arm out in front of you, that's 0 degrees, right? If you do it to your side, that's 90 degrees. So bring your arm out, pull over the truck. Yeah, don't do it while driving. Bring your arm out, the affected arm, not the good arm, the bad arm, to 45 degrees. Okay, 0's in front of you, 90's to your side. Bring your arm up 45 degrees. Pretend you're holding a cup of coffee. All right, that hopefully doesn't spill because you're walking 8 steps. Okay, so you have a cup of coffee. Now, pretend like you're pouring that coffee out. Have somebody else press down on the arm. If you have difficulty resisting, not sexually, resisting the strength of the arm, people, come on. Okay, let me review for people taking me seriously. Put your arm, hold your arm out at 45 degrees. Pretend you're holding the cup. Pretend you're spilling the cup. And in that position, have somebody put weight on your forearm. If your arm drops and you have difficulty resisting that weight, that could be a sign of a rotator cuff tear. All right. Also, if you have pain or tenderness reaching overhead, try to teach you guys something. Come on. If you reach behind your back, let's say you're trying to take off your bikini top. Men and women could be wearing bikini tops. I don't know. Any pain doing that could be a sign of a rotator cuff injury. Of course, loss of motion and your desire to not want to move the shoulder. Okay. Now, there's also other issues. Sometimes you could have impingement syndrome of the shoulder, where as you lift your arm, it hurts because you're getting a nerve pinching. You could also have other things. You could have bursitis, where the fluid-filled sac, which is kind of like a pillow. I like to call it that kind of, excuse me, I'm burping. Yeah, you can reflux. No, bursitis is where you kind of have like a, you'll have these sacs of fluid that'll act as shock absorbers. And also help with motion. Those things could get irritated. The tendon could become irritated, and then you get tendonitis. And like I said, you could actually have strain or tear, et cetera. But any of these things, I would say definitely get evaluated. Now, it doesn't mean you have to have surgery. All right. Now, most doctors will take an x-ray just to look at the bones, take a look at your clavicle, take a look at your shoulder blade, take a look at the shoulder, the head of the shoulder, glenohumeral fossa, just to take a look at everything, make sure everything looks kind of nice. And then an MRI is really going to be definitive. And that's going to tell us if you did tear any of those muscles or those tendons. And then they'll decide, do they want to do physical therapy? Do they want to do an injection of a steroid? And we've talked about that. Or do they want to go in and surgically repair your rotator cuff? Now, what's interesting is we don't see as many rotator cuff injuries. Our athletes, we do. But in our non-athletes, usually over 40. And here I am hitting another birthday and both my shoulders. And another thing that I'm noticing too is, do you notice sometimes when you sleep on your side, you know how we tell you don't sleep on your back in case you have sleep apnea because you cut off your air supply, sleep on your side? Well, I have many people say my shoulder hurts. I've noticed that too. Now, sleeping on your side won't cause you to have rotator cuff, but sometimes if you have some pain while sleeping on your side, that could be also some sort of shoulder pathology. So I think I covered in a nutshell ice helps, anti-inflammatories, but again, don't do that until you talk to your doctor. No, great question. Guys, keep these questions coming. One, you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, or you could email me at drdahlia.com. Many of you are contacting me through Twitter. I kind of like those more than I thought I would, because I guess with Twitter, you only have 140 characters. And many of you, and I don't mind the long, drawn-out questions, because, of course, you're giving me history. It just, those are a lot more difficult to read on air. I like the one-liners, like the rotor cuff. That was perfect. Love it. It sounds like one of my truckers, too. So I have a place in my heart for all you guys out there and gals. So anything you do is fine by me. Absolutely fine. You can do whatever the heck you want. But, yeah, you can even tweet me your questions. We'll try to do that. I know it gets annoying for a lot of you when you don't have Twitter and you see the television, or you see, they're including the tweets. I don't know. Were we watching Deadliest Catch the other day? It was so annoying. Even more annoying than my talking about it. But it was so annoying because we're trying to watch the show and tweets would come up. I don't give a heart and dude what somebody thinks about Deadliest Catch when I'm trying to watch the show first. Now, I'll read what people think afterwards. I always do that. You know, I'll go on Facebook just to see what people thought, to see who was watching it, etc. But, you know, don't be tweeting in the middle of it and then sticking it in a quarter of the screen. So I know that's annoying, but I promise I will only read to you all the ones that are very, very interesting and something I could actually appropriately answer. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this boy has it together. 23-year-old man who was unemployed, Bennett Olson, did you hear about this? From Rosemount, Minnesota, came up with $300 and he put his face on a billboard. It's one of those rotating billboards that rotates over 24 hours saying, hire me, Bennett-Olson.com. Now, I'm surprised $300 gets you on one of those billboards. I remember I was trying to locally put a billboard up for the Dr. Dahlia show high enough so nobody could throw eggs at it. And I mean, oh my gosh, I was being quoted thousands of dollars. I'm like, I can't do that. Not going to happen. And there's no way the radio station's going to pay for that. That was pretty costly. But I guess in Minnesota, he was able to put his, mug and hire me. It was actually pretty smart. He's handsome. He's wearing a tie. A shirt and tie. You really need to look at this, because for those of you unemployed, this may be kind of a smart move. Anyway, lost a job at a casino, had tried to search for about a month, couldn't find another job. So I guess it appears 8 seconds before rotating, and I guess a employer of a marketing firm liked it, thought it was creative, and gave him a job. And so some of you are like, why did he lose his first job to begin with? Right, for the sake of the story, say it was economy. All right. Anyway, he looks like a good kid to me. So Laser Design and GKS Services, which is a 3D scanning company in Bloomington, hired him. They said the billboard led to quite a bit of attention, support, and ultimately interviews. And actually, he was offered, he was approached by multiple employers. But these guys gave him a job. Having a sign out there that says, hire me. Not too shabby. You know, I tell you, sometimes you just have to do something. Actually, I was just going to say to stand out from the crowd, and that's exactly what the employer said. It does take something perhaps unique to make yourself stand out of the crowd. I want to give you a quick piece of advice. Somebody at one of the radio conferences said, look, we're all going to be fired one day. All of us get fired, whether it's in radio, TV, etc. And when you get fired, do you want to think you played it safe your whole career, or did you want to make a move? This is from David Bernstein, who runs David Bernstein Talent. And he said, be on the edge, be creative, because when you do lose that job, and you will lose that job, you'll have something creative that you could show the new employer that that's what you did. And smart move. Yeah, no, I hope I don't get fired. I better do something creative before I get fired. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rob from San Diego writes, Doctor, I've had two ACL repairs and two meniscal repairs, and I've been told I need to go in for a fifth surgery on my knee because I still have pain and weakness. My knee still gives out. When are they going to consider a knee replacement? Oh, again, I love the emails. I just wish you were live calling in so I could ask you. I want to know your age. You know, a lot of times they will not do knee replacements when you're younger, although they have. I mean, I've seen children with juvenile arthritis get knee replacements. If they're, if it's severe enough, they will do knee replacements on younger people. So I'd like to know how old you are. Fifth surgery, I'm assuming on the same knee. They may be thinking about it soon, but it all depends. All right, ACL, your anterior cruciate ligament. That a lot of times goes with twisting injuries. I have patients many times, they'll have an ACL tear. Sometimes they'll have a graft. Sometimes they'll, have some, or they'll just reject the graft, or they'll have an infection, or they'll just, have weakness to the surgical site. And how you know you have ACL injuries, anterior cruciate ligament injuries, is because your knee will give out. Your knee will give way. Those ligaments help with the stability. Whereas the meniscus, which is the cartilage in between the bones of your upper leg and lower leg, the meniscus, the cartilage, those help with the sliding and the mobility of the knee. And unfortunately, it's a cushion shock absorber. Unfortunately, when those tear, it inflames and it hurts. I mean, both of them can hurt, ACL tear and meniscal. So if you've had two ACL repairs, two meniscal repairs, if they're going in for a fifth time, that doesn't mean you have to have a knee replacement. I mean, they'll probably go in. I'm assuming you had some sort of an MRI done saying you either had a new tear or the first tear is fraying. I'm not sure why. I'd like to know the history of all four previous surgeries. But yeah, many times they have to keep going back in. Many of us hope that one surgery will do the trick. And I got to tell you, I see people, they come in and they go, Dahlia, I've been scoped twice on this knee, three times on the other. Now, that doesn't mean they needed a total knee replacement. It just meant they had to go in. Because, if you think about it, if you're going to tear one place, there's a very good chance you're going to be weak in another place. I mean, you're not going to have a 100% perfect knee with just one little itty-bitty tear. Many times if you've messed up your knee, you've really messed up your knee. But they're only going to fix what needs to be fixed at the time, until they can eventually do meniscal transplants, which they haven't been able to do, although they're playing with growing part of the cartilage in the lab and then hopefully inserting it back, which we saw in that woman in England, which I bring up all the time because I think that's probably something that will really improve our osteoarthritis management with our knees. Those hyperviscosity type of injections that people get, the Synvisc, those are nice. Kind of pretends to be a fake cartilage, but only lasts 6 months. I would love to replace people's cartilage. We're outgrowing our bodies. We're living till our 80s, our 90s, our 100s. And, we need our joints to stick with us. By the way, not to go on a tangent, I need to put this on my Facebook fan page. There are six generations of women in this one family. I've got to tell you guys this really quick, and then I'll get back to the knee. I'm sorry. I'm pulling it up right now. From what I understand, you have the granddaughter. You have the daughter. You have the grandma. You have the great-grandma, the great-grandma, and I am looking at the great-great-great-grandma. I believe she's about 111 years old. Oh, this thing is taking too long to load. Can you imagine all that in effect? That's a lot of Mother's Day presents. That's a lot. All right. Molly Wood is her name. She is celebrating Mother's Day this Sunday as the first great-great-great-grandmother's day. She is 111 years old. They live in Virginia. I guess a little baby Braylon was born just 7 weeks ago. So she is the tiniest. That is absolutely amazing. That is the, gosh, you look at these women. Darn, they look young until you get to that point. Apparently, Miss Molly Wood never smoked, never drank, and ate correctly. She was born in Charlottesville in 1901, which is the year the first automobile was spotted in her town. She's called a super centenarian, has more than doubled her life expectancy, which was 54 for women at the turn of the 20th century. She looks good for being 111, and you see her next to the great-great-great-great-granddaughter, Braylon. Absolutely beautiful little baby, and I just think that is amazing. I can imagine the pictures. Anyway, I'll put that on my Facebook page. That is just so refreshing to see. Her daughter looks like she's 90. Wow. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Anyway, point being made, we are outliving our bodies. because and our bodies, many times we can only handle things till we're in our, 50s and 60s, then we need to start getting joints replaced. So, like I said, they'll probably replace the knee. Now, what are signs? Well, if you have failed all conservative treatments, that cartilage is really wore down, that ACL is just working on a thread, then they may decide to just go ahead and replace it. The doctor, the surgeon, the orthopedic surgeon is going to want to just kind of take a look and, make sure from a health perspective you can handle it, make sure you have the type of home support, because once your physical therapy runs out with insurance, and it always runs out too early, you're going to have to work that knee at home. Don't you hate that? You're being told to do your physical therapy. You want to do your physical therapy, and then insurance cuts you off after X amount of visits, and then you have to do it at home. And if you thought your physical therapist was a shrew, wait till you have the wife, work. I already told my husband, if he needs anything done and I'm going to be his physical therapist, he is not going to be a weenie. I am going to work that joint out. And he's like, oh, Lord have mercy, I don't want this woman, she'd be dripping. Anyway, so he doesn't want anything to do with me being his physical therapist. But it blows my mind, because I'll tell patients, I go, all right, how many more weeks of physical therapy do you have? And they go, Dr. Dahlia, I'm out. You're out of physical therapy? You only had surgery a couple weeks ago. No, I ran out. Yeah, Medicare said that's it. My insurance said that's it. I'm like, are you kidding me? So what are you doing? They're like, well, we have to do it at home. They advanced to me. Don't you love that? You know what they say? They go advanced to home exercise program. Now, we used to say advanced to home exercise program when you had finished your 6 weeks of therapy, et cetera, and you advanced, meaning you graduated. Now do things at home. Et cetera. Now they're trying to make you feel good, say you get to advanced home therapy, and you're like, wait a second, I need a heck of a lot more. Can I get the stitches out first before you send me home and cut off my physical therapy? Well, that's what they're doing. Honestly, people ask, Dahlia, how should I be prepared for the way healthcare is going? I would say become doctors, become physical therapists, become dentists, so you could do this stuff yourself. Honestly, if your insurance isn't going to pay for it, you're going to have to learn to do it yourself. Honestly. Now, I'm married to a chiropractor. So, but I promise, I don't like it when he talks to me. when I have neck pain or back pain, well, you need to do this, you need to do this. Because it's my husband, I don't listen to him. When we were dating, I listened to him more than my family. Now, I don't listen to my family, I don't listen to him. Yeah, I don't know who I listen to now. I listen to Donovan. Donovan, when he works the dials, if he tells me to do something, it's like, yes, sir. So I guess if he told me to do a certain type of back stretch or Kegel exercise, I guess I'd have to do it. Right? Well, my husband tells me no. After 12 years of marriage, that's what happens. Okay. We're going to be coming up on break. Very, very interesting. I guess more chemicals in the household cause cancer. FDA is trying to review the first rapid take-home HIV test, which is going to be nice because then we have some privacy. I see your calls coming through. Donovan is hopefully getting on that for you guys. And very interesting, I noticed this when I waited tables. When you wear red lipstick, you get better tips. It's true. They actually did a study, but I noticed that like 12, 15 years ago. Like whenever I wore my darker lipstick, I didn't wear the Hoochie Mama lipstick. I just wore like a darker mauve or something, and my tips were better. I called it my lucky lipstick, but I didn't realize why. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the jury reached a verdict on Jennifer Hudson's former brother-in-law, who was accused of murdering mother, brother, and 7-year-old nephew. I guess what prosecutors had said was an act of vengeance. From what I understand, these killings that happened in October 2008, absolutely frightening that somebody could do this, especially to their own family. He does face a mandatory life prison sentence. He showed no emotion at all. Jurors had deliberated for about 3 days before reaching their verdict against William Balfour. Sorry about that. All right. So, unfortunately, no surviving witnesses, but prosecutors built a circumstantial case by calling 83 witnesses over 11 days of testimony, in which he said he had threatened to kill the entire family if Julia Hudson, one of the, of course, victims, had spurned him. So, unfortunately, horrible, horrible case, but hopefully justice is served. All right, let's move on. FDA is reviewing a first rapid take-home HIV test. They always call them rapid. Rapid is when you get the results, you know, within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or doing it right then and there, as opposed to going to the doctor, getting your blood work done, and then having to wait a week or two. So whenever they say rapid, that's what they're talking about. Rapid. Not rabid, like a bat or a dog. Rapid. Good. Anyway, FDA reviewers said Friday the OraQuick in-home HIV test could play a significant role in slowing the spread of HIV. But it also raised concerns about the accuracy of the test, a mouth swab that returns results in about 20 minutes. The review comes one day after an FDA advisory panel endorsed the HIV pill Truvada for preventative use. Oh, that's cool. We got to talk about that next time. If FDA follows the group's advice, the daily medication will become the first drug approved to prevent healthy people from becoming infected with the virus that causes AIDS. Yes, I can't tell you how many times I have people come in saying their partner has HIV, and they want to make sure they don't get it, but they still want to be active and intimate with the partner. So if this medication helps prevention, that's phenomenal. I would still say, even on the medication, because there's always false negatives, false positives, there's always failure rates, I would still recommend, backup protection. But we'll talk more about it as we get more information on that. So I guess there are 1.2 million HIV carriers in the U.S. who are not aware they are infected. 240,000 people are running around right now that public health experts estimate have HIV. And HIV leads to AIDS. The human immunodeficiency virus leads to acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So that's why this test for HIV and not AIDS. AIDS is the syndrome that you get once you acquire HIV. HIV virus can cause a lowering of the white blood cell count. Lowering of the white blood cell count causes immunosuppression. People that have immunosuppression end up acquiring diseases that healthy people wouldn't. So we start seeing some rare type of diseases in people with AIDS because they are so immunally compromised. Remember, we're surrounded by bugs. We're surrounded by fungus. We're surrounded by viruses. We're surrounded by bugs. But we don't get sick all the time because of our immune system. So people with a compromised immune system will end up being affected. You know, you'll also hear of cases where people who had to be on, you know, chronic steroids or immunosuppressant drugs for other reasons, whether RA, psoriasis, et cetera, end up getting a more aggressive type of cancer. You know, and that shows that we have cells that turn cancerous all the time, but our body fights it. That's why it is so crucial for you to take care of your body. You're expecting your body to fight cells going AWOL. And your body hopefully finds them, tumor necrosis factor, a variety of other mechanisms you have in your body that fights it, realizes it's odd, and knocks it out of the ballpark. That's what we want. That, you know, your body is designed to protect itself. That's what your body's designed to do. So make sure you treat it right. Okay, so they think this test would miss about 3,800 HIV-positive people per year based on its false positive rate. The test correctly detected HIV in those carrying the virus 93% of the time, but the rate is below the FDA recommended 95% threshold for accuracy. So, of course, what they're worried about is somebody takes a test, they're negative, and the patient goes, oh, good, then I'm good. And they're going to have to say, look, just because you're negative doesn't mean you're really negative. You see, that's a specificity aspect. Okay? Well, actually, it's a sensitivity aspect. If it only picks up 93% of the cases and it'll miss some, then it's not we need to increase its sensitivity. Specificity means if you're positive, you're positive. All right? But it's not that specific if you have a lot of false positives. We had to learn this stuff in medical school. Now you know why I don't urge people to go to medical school. Every test, and I still get tested on that when we with the boards. Specificity, sensitivity, positive predictive value, negative predictive value. Drives you crazy. Okay, so anyway, the FDA has already approved HIV test kits that people take home, but these kits require a blood sample. The OraSure uses oral, the mouth swab. So that's why they really need to make sure this sucker is sensitive, all right, and, of course, have a very good specificity. All right, really quickly, we're going to be talking about in the next hour chemicals in the household. Now, this is the European Environmental Agency now. It's saying, look, many of these everyday items have endocrine-disrupting chemicals, EDCs, which affect the hormone system, could put you at risk for cancer, put you at risk for feminization. It's in our food, our cosmetics, our pharmaceuticals. They also claim that these things in our house could also be causing neurological developments and abnormalities in our newborns. So what they want is a precautionary approach to the chemicals until their effect is better understood. They aren't giving us a list of things in the house, but these are things that we've been talking about throughout. Remember the phthalates? Remember where you're talking about phthalates? I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it right. Remember those are in our soaps, are in our makeup, in our perfumes. Those are the things that have been linked to cancer. People have been panicking. Is my deodorant caught? We don't know. I mean, we've been using perfume. We've been using makeup for years. And honestly, if I went without makeup, y'all couldn't even listen to me on the radio. You'd be like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Please get some makeup on, Dr. Dahlia. So, but we'll keep you posted. Just, again, everything in moderation. Mix it up a little bit. I don't know what to say until we get more news on this. And then finally, ladies, if you want to get more tips, research shows if you put on luscious red lipstick, and I never use luscious red, but if I use like a darker mauve, my tips came in, they were better tips. They say 2/3 of customers are more likely to leave a better tip to waitresses with luscious red lips. This is from the Université de Bretagne, Sud France. They tracked the lips or the tips left for 7 waitresses over 2 months. In almost 450 transactions, waitresses wearing pink or brown or none at all got tips on average only 30% of the time, but those that had red lipstick, male customers tipped half the time and left more money. See, me, I always called it the lucky lipstick. I didn't think it was because I look sexier. I just noticed that when I wore one color versus another, my tips were better. And I'm wondering if maybe I looked better with that lipstick. Oh, boy. Here's my problem. When I waited tables, I would always mess up the order. My nose would be running a lot. And so if I lost tips, it wasn't because I was a horrible waitress. It was because, you know, I'd have to stop and put the food down, wipe my nose, leave the food, and it would be on a wrong table. I mean, if your nose started dripping, right, and I was on my way to table 10, but I was passing by table 4, I would have to put the food down on table 4, tell them, don't touch. Wash my hands real quickly, come back, grab the food from table 4. One of my jobs, we didn't have a tray. We had to hand carry because, you know, it was slabs of ribs. And this is Tony Roma's. And then I have to go over to table 10, serve them their food. So I wouldn't get good tips then. Yeah, that was not good. The first Caesar salad I made, I just had the lettuce, and then I just put the Caesar salad dressing on the top in a circle. And my customer had to say, look, Caesar salad, you mix it up. And I'm like, really? And then my first French onion soup, I forgot the cheese. And when he asked me for the cheese, I came back with the cold piece of cheese to put on it. And he goes, no, you're supposed to cook it with the cheese. I needed my lipstick that day. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.